Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866779.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Debbie Bannister is with us, Exchange Resources. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We've got a little background music going on in there for us. I'll get that cleaned up here. It happens when you try and play with the computer while you're talking as well. But let's say, though, what are we celebrating today? I did look that up this morning. Got a lot of things to celebrate. Some of them are exciting. Some of them are not so exciting. National Plant a Flower Day. Yeah, not a whole lot of excitement on that one. I did notice, actually, I was told about this one, so it wasn't that I noticed it, but I did get the heads up from Christy. But today is National Napping Day. You got to like that one. So if you're so inclined, it always happens the day right after daylight savings time. National Napping Day, and we're in the home stretch of our Girl Scout cookie drive. Don't forget about the Girl Scout cookies. We've got the Ron Siegel Radio triple play for Girl Scout cookies this year. We're going to buy Girl Scout cookies from a local troop. I can't mention the troop name because it gets them in trouble because they've got to be out selling them, but I'll buy them from them, so they'll technically be selling them. I have also got them to commit to take all the cookies that we buy from Ron Siegel Radio over to the Orange County Family Justice Center, helping out the battered women and children. And the third part of this is there's absolutely no calories to you because you're not going to ever touch the cookies. Neither do I. They go right over to the Family Justice Center. So send us whatever you want as a donation. We take all that money, combine it, and send it right over to the Girl Scouts so they can deliver the cookies. And I think what we're going to do, I'll just throw this out there right now. Anybody that buys five boxes, $25, send the money to the show on Venmo or Square Cash App. Just send us a text message or a Facebook message, and we'll give you the method of sending that money over. Send the money over. And we're going to put everybody that buys five boxes or more until we finish the drive into a drawing for a Starbucks gift card. So you win no matter what you do, and you're helping out some good causes right there. So that's our Girl Scout. And being that it is, I think what do they call it? National Girl Scout Day. Everybody's a winner. That is the celebrations of the day. Looking at the markets this morning, another volatile morning in the stock market. Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's now down 84 points. When I got to the studio this morning, it was down, I think about 160 points. We're also looking at gas. Yeah, I laugh whenever I mention the idea of looking at gas because it doesn't sound very good to cry on radio. Because we are right here in Taxifornia, we like to pay a lot more than everybody else. National average for a gallon of gasoline, $2.526. Right here in Taxifornia, we're paying $3.373, $3.373 in Taxifornia. If you go to Alabama, you'd be paying $2.25.6. Yeah. So $2.25.6, $1.12 more in Taxifornia. You wonder why I am always harassing our local and state elected officials? Well, it's for just that reason. I mean, can you imagine that? Unbelievable. But I move on in our discussions this morning. What are the bond markets doing? We'll look and see where what they're moving to as well. The Fannie Mae 30-year fixed rate bond, the bond itself is moving up, which means interest rates down. The 10-year U.S. Treasury, that one is moving down ever so slightly. It's not going down enough to even talk about. So that is just another one of those issues right there that, you know, it's not a lot of excitement there. But we'll continue to watch it anyway. Looking at the news, I'm not going to be that guy. I just can't figure out what our lame street media is doing. I know that I watched. Do you ever get really, really bored during the afternoon? I watch the business channels, or I'll watch the news channels, and it's fascinating to me because one or a couple of them, they end up going and they cover the daily briefing, the press conference from the White House. And it was fascinating to me that last week, right when the attorney general is suing the state of confusion, yes, our state right here, being sued by the federal government, and in my opinion, the Oakland mayor should have been arrested for obstruction of justice. But what is the media asking the press secretary in the White House? All they cared about, 13 times all they cared about, was Stormy Daniels. And did the president have an affair in 2006 and 2007? Now, I don't know about you. I could care less. You know, whatever he's doing in 10 or 11 years ago, does it matter? I think if you look at history going back, other than maybe Jimmy Carter, they didn't say much about Gerald Ford, and maybe one of the President Bushes. Has there ever been a president that didn't mess around? Just a question right there. Of course, some people will say that President Clinton, he never had sex with that girl. But just a thought right there. Unbelievable. But that's what the media wants to cover. That's what all the nightly news is covering. And they're not talking about the fact that the federal government is suing the state of confusion over some of these sanctuary state policies. And Governor Moonbeam getting on stage being very, very indignant that he wants to protect the criminals. Unbelievable. But that is that's what we've come up to. Did they even mention the idea of the conversation or the upcoming meeting with North Korea, the president and North Korea? And we didn't hear that one. Interesting, though, that's what they're covering now here. Now, it's kind of fascinating again to me. Not fascinating, it is very sorrowful that we hear about a police officer being killed in Pomona, one being shot in Pomona. After several hours as a standoff, when they go to the door, that's when they open fire. Now, let's just put these things together a little bit when we think about some of what's going on. Do you think that might be an issue when ICE goes to the door of a criminal that they're looking to arrest? And the criminal has then been advised by a local official. Now, how did the local official get notification that ICE was coming in? How did Mayor Schaaf get that information? Well, it's to protect you and me. When ICE goes to do a raid like that, and they're bringing in, they're culminating a lot of time of investigations. Well, then ICE goes and notifies the local police. Hey, we're coming in there. We're going to be doing a raid. Hey, don't shoot us. We're the good guys. Well, do you think that's going to continue? Do you think those heads-up calls are going to be made going forward? Do you think that's what's going to happen? Just a thought for you. And I saw some other news in my research that I didn't see. I seemed to miss it. I couldn't find it on the Sunday talk shows. I didn't find it on the local news shows. I didn't find it on the evening news and MSNBC Hee-Haw. You know, you don't ever see anything legitimate there. And the Cannabis News Network, I think I've got a bong hit on my soundboard here somewhere, but that's probably what we'd hear on MSNBC Hee-Haw. But let's think about this one. You do your own research, because I did. The Women's March. Have you followed anything with the Women's March? Do you wonder how they were able to get 5 million people all getting involved in an event all at one time? Well, first off, it's being funded by George Soros and his clonies. That, you know, he's entitled if that's what he wants to do. But the thing that really got me, three of the leaders of that Women's March are also followers of Louis Farrakhan. Anti-Semite, anti-everything. Think about that. Hitler lover. I mean, you listen to his works, and that's who the Women's March is, the leadership is involved with. But you're not going to hear that on the Main Street News, are you? They don't want to talk about that. It doesn't fit the narrative. Just a thought for you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, four reasons spring is a great time to buy a home. What is the average money market rate right now? How about that 1031 exchange? Do you want to learn a little bit about that? What are the new tax laws? What are the implications of the new tax laws? Right there. Let's talk about all of that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Dottie, Matthew, Arn, Angela, Joshua, Mark, Dave, Mitch. Good morning to all of you. Glad to see you with us this morning, the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text toolkit to 79564. No, you don't have to do it twice. Just toolkit to 79564. No spaces in there. Toolkit to 79564. Get the ultimate home finance toolkit, the mortgage calculators, home affordability worksheet, and access to real-time interest rates. Text toolkit 79564. Four reasons spring is a great time to buy a home is our subject today. So prices, what do you think they're going to do? Well, they're going to continue to rise. CoreLogic's latest home price index reports that home prices appreciated by 6.6% over the last 12 months. Same report predicts that prices will continue to rise at a rate of 4.3% over the next year. The bottom in home prices, come and gone. Home values will continue to appreciate for years. Waiting no longer makes sense. Mortgage interest rates are projected to increase. Freddie Mac's primary mortgage market survey shows that interest rates for the 30-year mortgage hovered close to 4% in 2017. Most experts predict that rates will rise over the next 12 months. The Mortgage Bankers Association, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the National Association of Realtors are in unison projecting that rates will increase by nearly a full percentage point by this time next year. An increase in rates will impact your monthly mortgage payment. A year from now, your housing expense will increase if a mortgage is necessary to buy your next home. Either way, you're paying a mortgage. There are some renters who have not yet purchased a home because they're uncomfortable taking on the obligation of a mortgage. Everyone should realize that unless you're living with your parents rent-free, you're paying a mortgage, either yours or your landlord's, and it's time to move on with your life. The cost of a home is determined by two major components, the price of the home and the current mortgage rate. Appears both are on the rise, but what if they weren't? Would you wait? Look at the actual reason you're buying and decide if it's worth it. Whether you want to have a great place for your children to grow up, you want your family to be safer, or you just want to have control over renovations, maybe now is the time to buy. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. Let's check out your situation and see what makes sense for you and your family. That is the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text toolkit to 79564. Get that ultimate home finance toolkit. So we've been talking a little bit. In fact, I think last week we covered 20 items that might make you laugh or cry in the new tax bill. Let's talk about another one of those items and see. I don't know if it's going to make you laugh or cry, but at least we'll learn. The 1031 exchange, what is it? And we have got the guru in the house. Debbie Bannister's with us. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So let's talk about, first off, being that every once in a while we get a new listener. One of the seven falls off. We got to add another one. So what is a 1031 exchange to start with?
1031 exchange is part of the tax code where it allows an investor, it only applies to people that own investment real estate, to sell that property and defer their capital gains so that they can use that money to purchase more investment real estate. So it's the only tax shelter that's available for investors when they want to sell their property.
So you really, there's really no, in my opinion, I can't think of a logical reason to sell a piece of investment property without going through a 1031. If your idea is to get rid of the property, you're probably better off doing an exchange than selling.
Absolutely. There's a lot of factors. If they've owned this property for a long time, then their taxable event's going to be big. So instead of cashing out, it seems so much more logical to let their money work for themselves and buy more real estate that works for them.
Unless their name is Buffett or Gates and they want to pay more taxes.
Exactly.
Oh, no, they want us to pay more taxes.
Yeah,
they don't want to pay more taxes. That's it. So the idea here is there's no taxable event when your property is transferred through a 1031 exchange.
Exactly. So the benefit of this is somebody may have a property that's not performing for them anymore, or the neighborhood's changed and they just want to change that type of real estate. So the exchange allows them to change and keep their portfolio working for them at all times.
So what if I need some cash out of the transaction? Can I do that?
Absolutely. That's called a partial exchange. And you can opt to take some money out, pay taxes only on that selected amount of funds, and then protect the rest of your gain by doing an exchange.
Okay, so we got that part, but I don't want to pay any taxes. So let me ask this part of it then. Before or after the exchange, can I refinance the property?
You can. Absolutely do not entertain that before the exchange.
Okay.
Unless it's like a year before.
Oh, okay. So you have to plan ahead, way ahead.
Way ahead. Or the previous tax year. And then say you're in November. You can do a cash out refinance. And then now the next tax year you sell. You can do something like that. Have a tax year separate.
Okay.
The safest would be post 1031 exchange. After you've purchased, let it settle for 3 to 6 months. And then there should be no issue whatsoever in doing a refinance.
Okay, so the the basic answer for most of us lay people is it can be done, but call Debbie to find out how. So that way you kind of protect yourself and you get all the real rules and you do it the right way.
Exactly.
Right? That makes
exactly.
Right? It's just a simple. I mean, I'm a simple guy. You can do it, but you got to do it right. So call the professional. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, you just got to bring all this way back down to us simple folk. So, because, you know, the other side of it is you sell the property and then go buy another one. You've got a taxable event. You give Uncle Sam some money to waste, and you don't have it working for you.
Exactly.
And if you really want to just extend it even further so you're never paying taxes, at some point in time when you pass, unless you find another way out, you get a step up in basis.
The heirs will receive a step up in basis. And I do a lot of exchanges for elderly folks, like in their 90s, getting their property portfolio in shape so that their heirs inherit property that they want, not something in disarray or needs a lot of improvements. They get rid of the old and let the heirs choose what they're going to inherit. But the person, the taxpayer themselves, own it. And then when they do die, their heirs then inherit the perfect property that they selected.
With a step up in basis.
Stepped up in basis.
Nice. And that, so again, more all of it goes back to game plan. So what are the changes? I mean, I heard there were some changes in the tax code regarding the 1031.
Well, with the new tax reform, there was some proposals that were going to eliminate the 1031 completely. And that would have been really a death blow for the real estate industry.
Sure.
So when we were all nervous, but when the tax reform was actually passed, they changed that section of the code. They preserved the 1031 exchange for real estate, but they eliminated entirely a 1031 for personal property. So people used to do exchanges if they sold a business, they bought a dental practice, they moved and bought another dental practice. They did an exchange on that gain. That's eliminated from the code.
Wow.
But the real estate section has been preserved.
Interesting. So you wouldn't have thought that because they do so much to protect that small business owner and the farmland. And that one, the farmland, I guess, is probably the biggest problem there.
Right. Well, farmland still qualifies as real estate, but all the things that go along with it, they would sell the whole business, the farmland, the farm. So all
the winery and
exactly the machineries and all that went along with it, the business side, they used to do an exchange on that simultaneous with the real estate exchange and protect themselves entirely. But now that's all been eliminated and they just do the real estate side.
Just the real estate side. Okay. So we didn't lose out completely, but there are some individuals that may have to find something a little more creative in their structuring. It's going to give the idea of the whole thing was to simplify the code. And I think what it's going to end up doing is now the CPAs and the tax professionals are going to have to find other methods. You always put some loophole in there that the unforeseen.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Or the unintended areas of the code. So it's always going to be there. We just have to figure out where it is.
Exactly.
Interesting. So what the idea of like kind, though, when you're talking about real estate?
Well, this is going back to the whole business side. Like kind, according to the tax code, is now, currently, is that when someone sells investment property, they can buy anything that's real estate, anything in the United States, raw land, it doesn't matter, as long as it's used for investment purposes. So that gives you, the world is your oyster, if you will. So if you sell a condo, you're not stuck to buying a condo. If you sell commercial, you're not stuck to buying commercial. It's just how it's used is what's important.
Okay. And one of the things I know that there's a big issue that we've got to talk about when we come back, timing.
Yes.
We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about what is the average money market rate. We'll talk about that. And we've got the Mortgage Minute coming up by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel
lending team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and he's your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for your next mortgage, Gold Star is the only one that I know of that has the fast pass loan approval, saving you or potentially saving you $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home. What's going on in the mortgage market this morning? I guess we should look in first and see what's happened since we went on air with the bonds. They're trading there, but they're actually pretty quiet this morning for a change. It's not the norm for us to see the bonds as quiet as they are. They're up 8 basis points as I speak. The bond itself, that means interest rates, 30-year fixed rate, down just a little bit this morning, not a whole lot. 10-year treasury up down 1 basis point on the yield. So that's at 2.88. Got it as high as 2.905. That seems to be a pretty strong ceiling right there of resistance for us. That's some good news in that market as well. So what else is going on? We should look and see, what are the stocks doing this morning there? They've been very volatile. I told you about that one. But stocks, they continue to keep us on our toes down right now as we speak. It was about 100 points as we're talking right now. It's amazing how you continue to do that, yet people keep buying more and more stocks. They don't look as much into the real estate, which is not nearly as volatile. But we'll continue. We'll talk about that a little bit more quiet in the news side, the highlight being the 10-year Treasury note auction at 1 o'clock Eastern time. The 10-year auction always has a potential market impact depending upon the demand for our Treasuries. Yields again near 2.9%. One would think there should be a decent participation, but last month's auction was met with weak demand near similar yields. A weak auction will likely pressure bonds lower, rates higher, and we'll update you with that information as we progress through the day. A busy news week, though. Inflation data from the Consumer Price Index and Producer Price Index reports and housing data on new construction will be coming out later in the week. Small Business Optimism Index is on Tuesday. Mortgage application data on Wednesday. Jobless claims on Thursday. Housing starts on Friday. I'm tired already, and it's not even 10 o'clock Monday morning. Holy cow. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for the next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. Continuing our conversation with Debbie Bannister, Exchange Resources, talking about and getting educated on the 1031 exchange. Before the break, we were talking about timing, Debbie. So you got to. I understand there's a lot, but you really have to be very, very precise.
Exactly.
On timing.
Exactly.
So beyond us just calling you and saying, Debbie, what do I got to do? What do we got to do?
Good question. Okay, so be aware that at the close of their sale escrow.
Okay, so we're close of escrow on the departing property.
That begins the clock for the whole transaction. And there are two clocks that start at the same time and they run simultaneous. The second clock is called the exchange period. And that's a total of 180 days. They buy, sell, close escrow, be done by the 180th day.
Okay.
The first clock is called the identification period. And it's the first 45 days, excuse me, of that 180. It's separated out. And that is in that time frame, the client needs to identify what they're going to the property or properties they're going to purchase. But if something happens and they're still in contract and haven't closed escrow, they have the rest of the 135 days left of the 180 to close. But if they cannot buy, say, day 60, what they identified in the 45th in that 45 days, then their exchange will be disqualified.
Ooh.
So that 45 days, excuse me, is imperative that it's done right. So the question is how they need to start, excuse me,
That's an interesting point when you start looking at that concept of knowing all those things, because in this day and age, right, we go back and forth with properties and sometimes people they don't follow our guidance and get qualified or pre-approved well before.
Exactly.
And they can end up costing them tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Exactly. So they need to start before in their escrow period of their sale property.
Okay.
Take advantage of that escrow period.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're looking for property, going to contract on a property.
So I've heard something about a reverse 1031.
A reverse is a fabulous tool.
Okay, so let's explain that one a little bit.
This takes away the threat of their not finding their investment property in that 45 days. But it's not the right tool for everybody.
Okay.
So what happens is if you find a replacement property first, the direction of the exchange we go to would be determined by which escrow has to close first. So if the purchase has to close first, then that's a candidate for this reverse exchange. It allows them to buy first. And then at the close of that escrow, they have 180 days to sell what they have to sell, and thus they can be reimbursed back for what they bought.
Okay, so that reimbursed back for what they bought. That's an interesting concept because if I took and used my liquid cash to buy another piece of property and I can get that liquid cash back?
Absolutely. And that's where the tax deferral comes in. So what will happen is if you own something free and clear, then you want to buy something, but you have financing and you use whatever reserves of cash you have, that's a down payment. Then when you sell what you have to sell, all that money will be used in two ways. One, to reimburse you back for the monies that you brought for the down payment. And the second one, to pay down off the loan that you may not have needed, or pay down the loan of that you got in case it was higher than what you were going to end up with because you just used your reserves just to get into the property.
Seems to me that that's a lot safer method.
If
you have the cash, it's a very productive, and it's very popular with people that have high taxable events. And trying to find the right property, sometimes it takes time. If they're looking for the right amount of units and in the beach cities, whatever they want, they'll look for the right property, go on the escrow, and then they'll try to sell.
And then what is the time period for closing on your departing property?
From the close of the purchase, they have approximately 180 days to close, transfer title, and be done.
Okay, so you have to really make sure that you're working with a great real estate professional that can help you make sure that you get that done, because you have to have a very, very solid buyer.
Exactly.
Is the government lenient at all in any of these days?
No, absolutely, unequivocally, no.
No leniency. If they're slow, that's okay. But, but if we're slow, that's a problem.
Wrong.
Okay, so the idea here, and nothing for holidays, weekends?
Nothing. Those time frames are calendar days, and there's nothing that would extend it. The only time there's an extension is if there was a federal disaster that was declared by the president, and then the aid of FEMA came in at the same time. Those are the two qualifying factors for an extension, and that would give them an extra approximately 120 days.
Okay, so we've had some of those here in Southern California recently, or actually in all of California as a country. We've had some of those that we've unfortunately experienced.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they might have an extra 120 days from the end of the event?
From when IRS issues the declaration.
Okay.
So they give that extension, and they'll give the defined time frames, like from whatever date from the time of issuance.
Okay. So it seems to me, we can control our sale a lot better than we can control a purchase.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because especially if you've got a bunch of equity, you can always, reduce your sale price.
Exactly.
You may not be able to find the right purchaser or seller to go on a traditional 1031.
Exactly.
Do you see more and more of this? Because we don't hear this discussed very often.
In this market now, we see a lot of them. I think it's most popular if they're selling multiple properties to go into one. And you can do that with an exchange. So maybe you have three to sell, maybe two sold and the last one hadn't. Use the two to purchase the replacement property. And then the last one, you get another 180 days at the close of the purchase to finish that final sale and acquire that, after acquiring that replacement property.
That ought to be really exciting when you've got two or three, when you've got two that are being done on a reverse and one that's
like two forward, maybe one reverse.
Right.
But multiple properties make the reverse exchange beautiful. That's the icing on the cake to make their exchange successful.
And the whole bottom line with all of it is it's a tax transaction.
Yes.
Right. Is there any other benefits to it other than the tax idea?
The bottom line is there's strategies that I like to go over with people that shows end result. So there's so many ways they can benefit themselves if they understand the whole concept, what the strategies are, and I like to do that with each person individually.
And that's, again, the idea is to know that it's available, to know that there is something out there that if you're an investor and you've got properties, do you find that most investors know about the 1031?
Oddly enough, there's a healthy amount that don't.
Really?
Yeah, oddly enough.
Because you'd think if somebody's got to the point of being owning investment property, that they would know about these issues. I want to talk to you when we come back, though. One of my interesting or favorite challenges is always for our seniors and our retirees. So how do we possibly buy a investment property and then maybe move into it? I want to talk about that when we come back. You may want to hear this one, because maybe you want a beach property. Maybe you want a desert house. Maybe you want a mountain house. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel, the numeral one, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report? It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. What is the average money market rate? Are you ready for this one now? I'm going to share this with you real quick and real easy because we're going to be doing a seminar with our friend Todd Halterman later in the month. And he's going to show you how you can get a 6% rate of return, safe and secure. Can't say guaranteed because it's not a treasury. And last year, that 6% rate of return got a 20% rate of return. Think about that one, because money market accounts, they're not giving you a whole lot of money right now. They act as a mix of a savings account and a checking account. It means you can earn interest on your money. I say interest in quotes, because it's not very good interest. Now think about this one. Now they're generally going to be money market accounts typically earn at a higher rate than the basic savings accounts, and instead climbing closer to CD rates. That's not always the case though. And the region of the country also determines what the rate is. There are different amounts in different areas. So let's think about this one. I'm going to mention some names here because you may bank here. Bank of the West. You ready for this? If you got under $10,000, 0.2%. You have to go up over $50,000 to get 0.11%.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Let's look at another one here. Fifth Third Bank, if you're at under $10,000. That money market is going to give you, again, 0.1%. Got to go over $50,000 to get a whopping 0.2%. Unbelievable. No money right here. Is there anybody that's giving you any money? Union Bank. Let's look at that one. Under $2,500, 0.01%. That's not even a tenth. Again, it's not a real amount of money there. So think about all these different options where you're getting absolutely nothing for your money. And there are some better choices. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. Do I sell these? No. Do I make money when they're sold? No. I just give you the information so you can be educated and go do your own due diligence. I think it's 6% that's going to give you a check every single month is probably a good number for most people. And the fact that last year it actually got a 20% rate of return, you may want to explore it with our friend Todd Halterman. We'll get you on the guest list if it's something you want to know about. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It's wrong. Credit Sanitizer can help you with that. Continuing our conversation this morning, Debbie Bannister is with us. We're chatting about the 1031 exchange program. If you didn't catch the changes to the 1031 exchange program and the new tax code, well, you're going to have to listen to the replay of the broadcast because we're not going back. And we also talked about the reverse 1031. We talked about the days you need to know about, the timing that you need to know about. Two ways to get that information. One way is to go and listen to the broadcast, the replay, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube or ronsiegelradio.com in the archives. It's all there. Or just give me a call at 800-306-1990, and I'll put you in touch with Debbie, and she can give you a unique or an individual consultation that meets your unique situation. But let's talk about retirement.
Okay.
So if I want to use, if I have investment properties and, I'm getting old and we want to start consolidating things and maybe I'm going to plan for 10 years from now and I want to get a beach house and I want to get a desert house and I want a mountain house. My wife wants all these things. I just want her to go to one of them. I'm glad she's not listening. Otherwise I'd be in real trouble. But is there a strategy? I mean, can I buy a house at the beach and, rent it out for the next 4 or 5 years and then maybe move into it?
Yes, there is a strategy.
Okay.
First of all, for it to be investment property, IRS has declared in a revenue procedure that the property needs to be rented minimally 2 weeks a year.
Okay, rental equals 2 weeks a year.
But it cannot be used more than 2 weeks a year if you rent it for 2 weeks a year. So that's investment.
So I'm going to leave it vacant for 48 weeks.
Well, I'm just showing minimally.
Okay.
If the more you rent it out, you can have, or you can use it 10% of the time, rent it, whatever is greater. So if you rent it out 300 days a year, then you can use it 30 days and it's still investment property. But that's the math of what qualifies as investment property. And if you use it more than that, then it's a second home and it does not qualify for this 1031 code. So if you can follow the criteria, rent it out for 2 years, 24 months.
Okay.
Following that criteria, either the whole 2 years or vacation rental and not using it more than they're supposed to. Then after that, they can convert that investment property to personal use. And at the time of conversion, there's no taxable event because it's not being sold. But they need to understand that in the future, if they choose to sell it, if it's a primary, then they'll have a prorated amount of their gain covered under that exclusion. So the investment use, they're going to pay taxes on.
Okay.
Personal use will be covered under their exclusion.
Okay. So again, the bottom line is this gets really convoluted. And you give me a call at 800-306-1990. I introduce you to Debbie and then you get it all right. So but the idea here is it can be done. We can even use the property then.
Absolutely. If it's done right, then you can. I have a lot of people that are retiring that are doing exactly what you said, have a plan several years. Then in the end, they're able to convert it to their primary. And now their investment dollars have worked for them.
And the idea there, so if you're using it now, if I've got it on Airbnb or VRBO or iTrip or any of those sites full time for the whole year. Mm-hmm. And, I block it off for
the week that I'm going to go every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Does that qualify? Does it have to be rented or does it have to be available for rent?
It needs to be rented.
Okay. Rent. So there's
at least 2 weeks a year or more.
Okay. So yeah. The fact that I have no success in renting it is irrelevant.
It helps your case.
Okay.
But the IRS wants to see that it was rented.
Okay. So we just want to make sure. And I guess it'd probably be easier if you've got a property manager doing some of that.
Absolutely.
So that way, you know, as a third party validation, so to speak.
Absolutely.
That that's what you're doing.
Absolutely.
So again, the issue, and I see a lot of folks do this. It's my second home and I rented it out a little bit and they don't include it on their taxes.
Does not qualify.
That it doesn't qualify. Now, I'm not recommending you not include income on your taxes. That's a big no-no. I wouldn't recommend it, but I do see it. So the idea there, again, is it doesn't qualify if it's not on your taxes.
It needs to be reported on the taxes so that the IRS can allow them to have the right tax shelter tool that applies to them.
Now, what if it's in an entity? Does that cause a problem?
No.
Okay. So it can be done that way as well. So we have no issues on that type of
the only issue is if it's owned an entity as the sale property, then they have to purchase in that same entity for the purchase property.
Okay. Now the other issue that kind of would be to me, and again, I just get kind of in the weeds here because I'm lucky enough to speak to a lot of professionals. Do you do a 1031 exchange on a property that's in a self-directed IRA?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
There has been times that there's a portion of a property that's used. So we'll exchange out of maybe a portion of that property, and the rest is owned by the IRA.
Okay. So because they're kind of doing the same thing, right? They're both in the world of
tax deferral.
And it would seem to me that if you take it out of the self-directed IRA, moving it into a 1031, that might be your better option, right?
It may be, but each case needs to be examined by their CPA.
Okay.
Sure it's done right.
And there it goes again. I mean, that brings you all back to the same scenario that I talk about on a regular basis, right? Is you've got to have a team of people. I call it your household board of directors, right? It's your CPA, your 1031 exchange specialist, your attorney. I see Rob on the line with us this morning. He was on the broadcast, I think last week or the week before. Great attorney here in Southern California. But you've got to have your CPA, your tax person, your attorney, and the 1031, the self-directed IRA people. All of these people become part of your household board of directors, unless you just want to do things the easy way and pay Uncle Sam more money than you need to. Wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Because you're not going to get a thank you note.
No.
Have you ever had anybody get a thank you note from the IRS?
No.
Now they get these love letters, but usually they're not thank you notes. Right? It's, I want to see you. And I want to see some paperwork from you, but it's not the kind of note that you want.
No, nothing.
Are there other issues that I need to be aware of with the 1031? It sounds like it's not that big a deal as long as you talk to somebody who knows what they're doing.
Exactly. It's a beautiful tax shelter, but done wrong can be horrific. So you need to have the right professional to help you, direct you, so that you understand the nuances and not step into an area that may disqualify you. But an exchange can be a beautiful thing.
So I know we only have about a minute left, but can I put you on the spot real quick? Is there a snakebite story that just stands out in your memory that we'd really want to hear about or maybe stay away from?
Selling to a related party or buying from a related party trying to do a 1031 exchange.
Can't
IRS,
do that?
IRS absolutely unequivocally does not like that. I would never recommend it. If you're buying from a primary residence or something to save that family member, don't do it.
Okay. So, and again, those are issues that we're going to find out when we talk to you about it and just learn, hey, you know, stay away from these snake bites because, exactly. You know, nobody wants, you know, surprises, I say, are good for birthdays and, you know, weddings, things like that. They're not good for business. We don't want any surprises here.
Nope.
Right? I mean, especially when the IRS is involved. And if you want to stay away from those surprises, just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Debbie Bannister. She and her team can help you out with these things. And that is the idea. So you stay out of trouble. And the other idea is set that first radio preset button to come back here every day. Join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account.
Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.